First John chapter 5 and verse 7 tells us, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. In the same way that the Father and the Word are God, so is the Holy Spirit. For lack of a better word, we refer to each of the Godhead as a person, the first person being the Father, the one who determines the will of God, the second person being the Word, or the Logos, or Jesus Christ, being the one who fulfills the will of God, and the third person being the Holy Spirit, the one who serves as the avenue or medium by which the will of God is fulfilled, each person being equally God, each person having their own role within the Godhead, and while each performs and fulfills their individual roles, they are nonetheless God. These three are one. The Holy Spirit, being God, is of the same nature as of the Father and the Word. The Holy Spirit is truth, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5 says that God's light, light being synonymous with truth, and in Him is no darkness at all. The Holy Spirit as well is love, 1 John 4 and verse 8. He that knoweth not God, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And the Holy Spirit as well, as His name would suggest, is Spirit, John 4 and 24. Let us consider for a moment the role of the Holy Spirit. In the matter of creation, it would have been the first person of the Godhead, the Father, who determined that all would be created. We know that the second person of the Godhead, the Word, the pre-incarnate Christ, performed His role in creation as He served to fulfill the will of the Father, John 1 and verse 2. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. Yet notice in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, performing and fulfilling His role in creation. The coming of the second person of the Godhead in the flesh was determined by the first person of the Godhead, the Father, 1 Peter 1, 17 through 20. The second person of the Godhead, Jesus Christ, fulfilled the will of the Father, or the will of God, by coming in the flesh, John chapter 1, verse 1, verse 14, and verse 18. Yet it was the Holy Spirit who served as the avenue by which this was accomplished, Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. The giving of the Word of God was determined or originated with the Father, John 15, 14 and 15. It was Jesus who delivered the Word to mankind, John 12 and verse 48. Yet it was by way of the Holy Spirit in which this was accomplished, 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21. There is the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one.